Welcome to the Jesse Peterson Show. My name is Jesse Peterson, and for those that don't know me, I'm the founder and president of BIND, which is Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. The purpose of BIND is to rebuild the black community by rebuilding the black man. However, and I want to make note that the principles that we teach or speak of applies to all of mankind, so everyone is welcome to be a part of BIND. What BIND is trying to do is to get the black man to see his problem, that he may understand and take charge of his life. I believe that Jesus, God, want us to follow after him. And what I see in the black community in particular is that the black man is following after everything else but God, but principles, but values. And we need to come back to that. Today we're dealing with the husband and wife relationship. At least twice a week or three times out of a week, I get a phone call or a visit to my office from a black man that says, you know, I can't handle my wife. I'm running out on my family. I can't take it anymore. I hate her. You know, I have to leave. I'm messing around with other women. And it is sad. It's sickening. And we have to do something about it. And so what we've decided to do today is to talk with some couples, husband and wife, to understand what is the responsibility of a husband and of a wife. How can we change the situation? What can we do to enlighten the black man, the black family, concerning the husband and wife relationship? And today my guests are Charles Derms, Renee Derms. You know, I have to apologize for your name. It's an African name. It's a pretty name. But I can't remember your first name.
Yemaya.
All right. Rivers. And Sylvester Rivers. I want to thank you guys for coming to help us understand how to deal with marriages in the home, all right? Can you welcome my guests? You know, the first thing I'd like to ask, Yemaya, all right, how long have you been married?
It'll be a month tomorrow.
A month, oh my goodness. So you're still in the romance stage, huh?
Not really. We've known each other for about 4 years. Four and a half years.
So were you living together before, prior to that or something?
Not long, just a month.
Oh, okay. That's good. What is it that a woman expects or wants from a man, from a husband?
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
I never experienced unconditional love until I had a child. And I understood exactly what it was. I never got that from another human being.
Really?
Until I dealt with Sylvester. So basically that's it. I think when you say unconditional love, it encompasses everything.
And what do you mean by unconditional love?
It means to accept a person as they totally are.
As you are.
And to deal with them from that perspective and to be able to grow from that.
Can you give me an example of unconditional love in your relationship? I mean...
Well, for one thing, if something goes wrong with us, if there's a block in our communication, and it's difficult to talk, then if I have an attitude, or if I get upset and I'm reacting out of that upsetness, then it doesn't mean for my mate to just totally close off from that, and for us to constantly bump heads or react to each other.
Right.
It means for us to maybe go apart for a minute, think about it, internalize it, and come together and communicate and talk about it.
Okay. Does that mean that your husband is allowed to correct you when you're wrong? I mean, you know what I'm saying? How would you feel that you got all upset? You know how sometimes women get upset, they throw a tantrum, and right away the man cowered down. Would you like it better if he stood up to that, or should he back off until you overcome that problem?
I think it depends on the situation. Sometimes he can come right at me and say it, and I can accept it. But then depending on what the problem is or what the situation is, I can't hear it right away. Okay. So he has to be able to know the difference.
I see.
Has to know when he can come to me and say, well, this is what the deal is, Royce. And I have to, you know, to know whether I can accept it right then or if it's going to take a minute, if he has to go by himself and if I have to go by myself, and then we'll come together.
Renee, what do you say about that? What is it that a woman expects from a man?
I don't know. I get, for me, it was just he's my best friend, and you know that it's a person who's there for you through the good and through the bad, and he's just there.
Is a best friend a person that can stand up to you and deal with you?
Honestly, yes.
Honestly. Okay. Yeah. Do you find that it's difficult for black men in particular? I find that a lot of men have this problem. So we're not limited to the black men, but we're trying to wake up black men. Do you find that they have a problem standing up to the black woman?
No, not necessarily. I just think that a lot of people play too many games and you don't deal with each other in a true sense.
So isn't playing a game is a way of not standing up, right? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sebastian, what do you expect from a woman in a marriage?
Well, basically the same thing that they expect. You know, let each individual be themselves and accept them for what they are, and not to want them to be what their image or perception of what the other person should be.
So what you're saying is that your wife should let you be what you are,
right?
And you should let her be what
exactly.
She is.
Exactly. And
but how did that can't don't seem to work that way?
Sure. As you mature, sometimes you have couples who are not mature. One individual in a relationship that's not mature, and so they expect you see some childish tendencies in that individual. Like Renee said, her husband is her best friend. Some friends and children say, well, you're not my friend anymore. You hear children say that all the time.
Parents.
But adults, they understand that you don't say that. You know, you might have some tension at a particular time, but then you don't draw it out.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, keep it going for days end.
Why did you get married?
Well, I think marriage, first of all, starts in the heart. And so we've been married for some time.
Uh-huh.
Marriage to me is a unit of people supporting. Before we went on the program, we were talking about businesses. Yim Yan has helped me in my business. She supports me in what I do.
Uh-huh.
So it's just the extension of what we already had and been doing.
So you said that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said that you should let her be what she is, and she should allow you to be yourself, right?
Exactly.
Suppose that your wife is emotional, because a lot of women have a tendency to be very emotional and controlling. Correct me if I'm wrong, ladies. Controlling, and they try to dominate the man. You should let that be, or how should you deal with that?
Well, you know,
for men that are going through that, a lot of men are going through that right now.
Like, it goes both ways. Some men try to dominate women. Some women try to dominate men.
That depends. Should you allow that to be then, or what?
Well, you know, it depends on it. I personally, if she knows and understands me, she wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't do it to her. So I think that question might deal with each individual couple.
So what should a man do that is dealing with that? Because a lot of men are bailing out.
Well,
I mean, we have men that don't want to come to the bond meeting when the ladies come. Bond meet every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
But the second and fourth Sunday very much, the females come, right? And we have men that will not come to the meeting when the ladies are there because they just don't want to deal with them.
What do you mean when you say dominate?
A woman has a way of trying to manipulate and control the man to get things her way.
You're right, he does do
one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Either... you understand what I'm saying about
well,
that?
I'm not
should
really familiar.
You, for a man that is going through that, what should he do about that?
He needs to, for one who's going through that, someone's trying to dominate and manipulate, they should look at, you know, why that person is doing that. I think a problem also that I find is someone tries to change the other person into what they see him to be. Like, Jesse, you shouldn't be doing this program. I think you would be better off running
doing
for city council. And if you don't do that, you're in trouble.
Running for city council?
Yeah, I think
I need to run for city council. It's messed up.
Maybe the party should turn it into a suggestion.
Right.
And let the person decide if they want to accept or reject that suggestion rather than a domination. And that.
If you was out of control as a woman, and do you know what I mean by out of control?
No.
Sometimes women, let me ask you, are women emotional?
Yes.
They're very emotional, right? And sometimes that emotion have a tendency to overtake them. Is that right?
I don't like to say women. You know, it's such a general.
How about female?
It depends on the person. But see, let me just make this point. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
When you say a woman is out of control, a woman is trying to dominate somebody. See, the thing with me, when you're in a relationship with someone, you're reflecting that person. So when that person is trying to dominate you, first of all, that you have to get that person to see what's going on within them to have a need to dominate a man or anybody else. You don't dominate people, period.
So
that's a personal thing. So that person has to look within themselves.
Yeah, I think we're having a conflict of terms, because I kind of understand what you're trying to say, and it's not so much a man needs to dominate or wants to dominate. There's like a certain order in life, and what you're alluding to is that, in my mind anyway, that each army or each ship has a captain or a general.
Yeah.
And for someone who is in a position of, you know, taking the lead, in a sense. And I think that's so controversial in this day and age that,
right.
you know, when, especially with the woman's lib and, you know, women's rights and everything in the forefront, to someone to stand up and say there has to be a leader.
Who should the leader? Do you think there should be a leader?
Yes, I really think there should be a leader. I think the man should be the leader.
You should.
Yeah.
You agree with that, Renee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you too? Uh-oh.
You know, there are times when a woman can lead. It depends on the situation. I think overall that you can say that a man should lead. But then there may be a time where, you know, it's a decision that maybe the woman may have a better point of view. I think that if a man's going to lead, he has to be able to say, well, okay, well, how do you feel? And then be able to weigh
both.
Oh,
yeah, well, I agree with that, too.
I agree with that.
But when you say lead, I don't think that a woman should just be totally submissive to a man and let the man make all the decisions, no.
But I think if you have a decent man to start with, though, you're going to have that communication anyway, to mm-hmm. where he's going to take what you feel and, you know, where you're at with the situation in consideration anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because any general, any good general has advisors, and he gets information from all sides, and he filters that information, and he comes to a decision as far as what's the best way to handle a situation. And I think you need someone like that in every relationship, in every family, and I think that's really what the breakdown is.
Especially in our community.
In society, period, though, the breakdown is that there is no real head, and so there's actual chaos.
Yeah.
Because our country would be the same way if we had no real strong head, that it would be a serious breakdown.
Renee tapped into something a little bit. When you said if it's a decent man, what do you mean by decent man? You wouldn't mind fathering that kind of a man, right?
A what?
A decent man, you wouldn't have a problem with him being the leader. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And what do you mean by decent man?
Someone who basically just has the ability to rationalize and to see a situation through. Someone who is focused and they have direction and, you know, someone that you can put your trust into and someone who trusts you and respects you and
all it's hard to find decent men nowadays, huh?
That's very true.
It's hard to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And why? What happened to the decent men? Do you know?
There's a breakdown at home.
I think what has happened to decent men is confusion has set in. Because we're being confused on every front that, you know, man, it should not be the leader. That anyone can be the leader. That, you know, it's a give and take. You try to run the ship 50-50. You try to have two captains.
But you know what I don't understand about that? What is wrong with man? See, within us, we know the truth, right? And what is wrong with us that we believe that lie? You know, just because a group of crazy folks come out and say, well, the woman should be leading and women's lib and I'm more man than you. What is wrong with man that he cowered down to that? What is wrong with him that he believed that, Sebastian?
Well, I want to go back a little bit because you covered a lot of areas and mm-hmm. you just skipped around and the question of leadership goes, if I was got together with a female who had been in business for 20 years and was making six-digit figures, and I was coming to her business with her as a marriage, she should be the leader because she has more experience in that business than I. If I was to come in from just working a 9-to-5 job for $5 an hour for 10 years, and I come in with since I'm the man, I should be the leader of this business, I would be, it would be ignorant. So I think the situation, we have to look at, there's a lot of variables involved now. We're being influenced by the mass media and by the society, which is corrupt and
Sebastian, let's go into the home. Let's
okay.
just start, because
but
a lot the of the problems are in the home.
Uh-huh.
And really, that's where the breakdown began.
But outside of the home, there are things that come down and influence.
I know, but if you had good guidance in the home, mm-hmm. you can't easily be influenced outside the home, because the home prepares you for the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree to that?
Yes.
Okay. Within the home, who should be the leader? Head of the home?
Well, that depends on, I think it's a partnership between the man and the woman, personally.
Really?
You know, the leadership thing is that patriarchal or white supremacist attitude in South Africa. I think some religions, if that's your religion, if that's your belief, I think is fine. Some Christians
really?
say, that I'm not a Christian. Some Christians believe that the man should be the quote-unquote head of the house, whatever that means.
You know, we're going to have to take a break right here. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're going to come back to you. We're going to take a break, and I'll be back in a minute. That's interesting.
Oh, it's getting good now.
What is Jesse Peterson talking about? Who speaks for black people? Bond, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. Rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. Meetings held every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Location, 2625 West Manchester Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90305. For more information, call area code 213-759-3844. That's 759-3844. Bond, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man.
Welcome back to the show. For those that are just tuning in, we're dealing with the husband and wife relationship. We're trying to understand what is the role of the black man or the father, any man. What is the role? What is the role of the woman? And how can we change the situation? Before we went to break, Sebastian, you were saying that it's okay. And I'm not saying is that your word, because you know a lot of times people tell me something, mm-hmm. and if I don't quote word verbatim, they say, oh, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. So forgive me if I don't use everything at all that
okay.
you use.
Right?
But basically you're saying that it's okay, it's an equal thing, and that a woman can run it sometime and a man can run it sometime.
It depends on individuals.
And we'll talk about specifically in the home.
Depends on what background. I left by saying in some religions you have some set standards for the relationships. It says the man is the head of the household.
Right.
In Islam, you have some set standards. It says the man is the head of the household. The women wear veils. So they weren't allowed to vote. They weren't allowed to do many things. They weren't allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia. So it depends on the individuals. I say, in my case, I feel it's a partnership. You know, I don't know exactly what you mean by leadership. Maybe you'll define when you say the man is to lead. Lead what? There's a lot of aspects in the household that need to be done. So do you mean the man is supposed to lead everything? I'm crazy.
You know, within the black society, culture, I can clearly see that one of the problems that we have, our main problem, is the lack of man-father leadership.
What do you mean when you say leadership?
What I mean is that the father, he is a man of, like what Renee was saying earlier, principles and character. He loves what is right, and he live by that. He has
so
like
woman
a
be that also?
No, but let me show you. He has like a standard that he live by.
Uh-huh.
And this standard guide his life. And within his home, his wife sees that standard that he live by, and she respect him for that.
Let me ask you this, Jesse, because I know a situation where there's the two couples, and the woman had more of those qualities that you're defining than the man.
Right. Uh-huh.
So what happens in that case?
She keeps debilitating that man.
What do you say now?
She's probably only further debilitating that man. She's making him a worse person. Unless she's going to build him up and help to make him a better person.
Then she would be the leader.
No, but there can be a transition period or whatever. I mean, there's nothing that says you can't help somebody out. Show them like you were saying before. Try to show them their faults or whatever and give them your suggestions and things like that. Try to show them the way.
Mm-hmm. But like Jesse was saying, let's take it into the home. Anybody who's been in any relationship, be it mother, son, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, you get to those certain situations where it's, I think it should be this way, and I think it should be this way. And it could be a critical decision, you know, whether to move or whether to purchase this or that. And it's more or less like, the two individuals, one has their viewpoint or perspective, and the other one has their viewpoint or perspective. And it's a matter of, okay, which way do we go? Because if we stand still, we go nowhere.
That's my point. The couple I was speaking of, the decision was made, and the husband, I mean, he blew their finances totally because he wasn't qualified to make good decisions. The female in that particular case was better qualified.
But you know, you one thing I want to say is that when you live by principles, it's like your light. It's like your information bank, and it shows you how to do things. And if a wife within the home, if a wife can manage her money better because she has a standard that she lives by, she's respecting the husband. Mm-hmm. I mean, common sense would tell you let the wife manage the money. I mean, and it wouldn't be an ego thing. It wouldn't be a she's better, I'm better.
Maybe that's what we should be talking about rather than who's supposed to be the leader. Maybe.
But the man should be the head. I mean, without a doubt, the man must be the head of his household.
Because you're talking of a principle.
That's right.
And to me, the definition of a principle is how something is set from the beginning of creation. That's a basic principle.
I think we're looking at a theological definition. Because when I started, I said you have some different religions who believe that. If we're talking about beliefs, that are different because you have matriarchal societies.
Sebastian, in your heart, do you doubt that you should be the head of your family?
There's no...
I mean, even though you hear everybody else saying different things, in your heart, what do you think about that?
I think whoever is qualified at the time, if my spouse knows particularly more about a particular situation that we have to deal with, then I say, please, you know, take the lead in the situation. If I'm qualified on something, she has common sense and knows I would take the lead. For me to always say that she takes lead, or her to say I always take the lead, we're gonna have big problems.
Do you like leading your husband?
This whole thing.
I mean,
I have the word lead. When you say lead, I have an idea of somebody with a noose around their neck. And
okay.
I don't.
That's not a leader.
To that on any part.
Yeah, that's not a leader.
But see, what
I defined that for you already.
Okay.
Did I define it?
Okay,
then,
but
then
I'm saying
we should take the word away.
I get rid of the word lead.
Head.
Because what we're both saying is that when a man and woman come together, male and female were made to be together.
Uh-huh.
When they come together, it's a balance. In some instances, I may be able to say, okay, I think it should be this way. What do you think? In some instances, he could say the same thing, but the bottom line is we're balancing each other. So it's not necessary for one of us to lead the other, necessarily.
Do you agree with that, or can I disagree with that?
I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I mean, in theory, what you're saying is absolutely true. There has to be the balance. But where I differ is I come to the point where someone has to be established as the head, as the general, as the leader.
Why?
It's the principle of life. It's where you have to have that set structure. Everything in life has a set structure. And if you look at any aspect of nature, there is that set structure, that chain of command always.
It's like a natural order of things.
Exactly. And that's why human beings are going so astray.
No, I don't think it's deteriorating because
they haven't recognized that that structure.
If you look at a little kid who is basically pretty innocent, they look at their father to be the supporter and that kind of controlling and the one who takes charge, and they look at their mother for nurture. Naturally. That's just how a child is. So that could be where a balance could come in. But basically, the natural order is...
I think that's not even necessarily true in all cases also, because...
Unless the father's an idiot, but I'm talking about people who are both, you know, pretty straight on.
I've seen households that they feel that the male is the head of the family, but yet the mother does the disciplining.
I know, and that's a mistake, though. That's the problem.
Why is that a mistake? Yeah.
Because if you look within our community particularly, sometimes the woman let the man think that he's the head. But she's doing all the discipline, she's running the household, but the man running around with his ego and thinking that he's the head, right? And then the kids grow up screwed up because it's the responsibility of the father to be that head.
I compare wars.
Because a woman can't do it, Sebastian.
Sometimes I compare wars with the households. When you have this jingoistic attitude of someone dominating the other, what happens is like the Gulf War, which I didn't agree with, you have this country say, well, I'm the leader. I'm the leader of the world. Therefore, I have to put you in subjugation. What it sounds like, and I don't think we're getting beyond that militaristic mentality, and you're just shifting it to the household. Now in the United States, we're part of the society, and that seems like what you've adopted. And that's why there's so much conflict, because we are reflecting of what we've been influenced by. And that's this patriarchal, racist, sexist society.
You know, one thing I want to say to that, I tried to say it earlier, is that that's why I believe that the black man is so downtrodden in every country, every part of this universe,
well,
because he have allowed the woman to be in charge of his
that's
life.
That's not the truth.
Even
no,
in
not
Africa,
correct.
Even in Africa, there are segments of Africa where the woman, I mean, they believe in the woman running the home,
what part
the
of
community.
Africa are you alluding to?
Well, this is the same. I don't want to really get into the history
because
I want.
If you look at the problem with Africa is colonialism.
But see, I think
sometimes a man was forced out of the household.
Right.
He could not go to the household. Right. So the woman was in South Africa, even the United States.
No,
the
I
man
think,
was taken away.
I think we're getting away from the point, though.
Yeah, I don't want to get
away from
so
the point
that.
Because I think the point that we really should elaborate on, if we're going to spend any time at this at all, is the principle, which is the order of life,
that's
which
right.
is what I think a lot of people need to come to understand, that there is a certain order in life that has to be adhered to, and I understand about the balance. And I look to her for things where she is more qualified than I. But with my wisdom, I understand that. So therefore, I do put her in the forefront of certain things. But yet, I'm still there, you know, because I'm ultimately, in my mind, responsible for my family.
You know,
100% complete.
Can I get you to hold that thought, because we're at the end of this program? Mm-hmm. This is a part one and part two program. So if you missed tonight or you're just tuning in, tune in next Monday night at 8:30. One thing I want to say is that there is an order of things, and that order is God, Jesus, man, woman, children. And whenever that order is broken, it's a spiritual law. And whenever that order is broken, you have chaos. And as I look around in the black community and other community as well, I can see that order has been broken. And until we come back to that, until we operate naturally, we would never come back to being who we should be in life. We've always had a problem. I know a lot of people don't like that, but that's where it is. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next Monday night at 8:30. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. Bye. All right. Thank you, guys.
Take the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.